here's a story from The World.
The island of Zanzibar, off the coast of East Africa, is marking 58 years since a revolution there took place. That's when people in Zanzibar overthrew their Arab rulers. That happened just 1 month after gaining independence from Britain. Now a new film is revisiting that tumultuous time. The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikandi spoke with the filmmaker.
Vuta Nkavute. In Swahili, that means tug of war. It's the title of the film by Tanzanian filmmaker Amil Shivji and based on a book of the same name. The story is set in Zanzibar in the 1950s. Today, the East African island is part of the United Republic of Tanzania. Shivji's family has roots in Zanzibar.
I wanted to tell the story of the 1950s, which was a time, it was actually called Zama za Siasa, historically, the political awakening, because it was such a vibrant time.
At the center of the film's story is Denge, a rebellious young black communist. We first meet him as he puts up anti-colonial flyers. They read, "Freedom for Africa Today." Denge meets and falls in love with Yasmin, an Indian Zanzibari bride. She's just run away from her arranged marriage with an older man. In this scene, Yasmin asks Denge why he puts up these revolutionary flyers that could get him arrested. He tells her it's to free himself. "Are you free?" Denge asks Yasmin. Their love is heavily burdened by the times. Zanzibar was rife with racial and ethnic tensions between the black, Arab, and Indian communities that still make up the population of the island today. In this scene, a shackled Denge confronts a British inspector about the political situation.
"What would you lose, really, if you just left us alone?"
"It's not a matter of what I would lose. It's a matter of what the Zanzibaris would lose."
"Our chains, for a start."
"Chains? We've built this island. The roads, the railway, global trade."
"So you can suffocate us?"
"I'm not sure most Zanzibaris would agree with you."
Shivji tells me he didn't want this film to just be about the past. He wanted it to resonate with the political issues facing East African countries today.
"Colonial regimes may be over, but I don't think colonialism is over. I don't think state oppression is over. I think a lot of our states, unfortunately, have implemented and maintained colonial laws, especially in East Africa, if I can speak to it. And if we were able to resist it then why aren't we continuing to resist it now?"
He also wanted to showcase a different side of Zanzibar, which has taken on a religiously and culturally conservative Islamic identity. That wasn't always the case, Amil Shivji tells me.
"I mean, in the 50s, you had women landlords smoking and drinking on the streets, you know. It was unbelievable. It was the Paris of East Africa. That's what it was called."
Indeed, in one scene in the film, we see women and men dancing to the sound of tarab music. That's a popular local music with Arab influences. Last month, Tug of War premiered in Zanzibar to a crowded audience. Shivji says he hopes to show the film at festivals around the world, including in the United States. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi.